This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Well, what is Mortgage Mom Radio? Well, we're an education show. We are teaching you everything you need to know about home buying, refinancing, all things real estate. Do you want to interact? Do you want to call in and get your voice on air? Well, you have to listen to us on Wednesdays. You need to watch us stream live, and you need to call in during the show. How do you know that we're going live? How do you make sure you're part of the action? Well, you text us. Text the word MOM to 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. Or 844-935-3634. Make sure you text the word MOM to that number.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I have Heather Kilpatrick Barkley. Heather Barkley Kilpatrick, whatever direction it is that you say it.
Absolutely.
She is on with me today. It is noon. We are early. We are trying new times out. So today we're at noon. Next week we're going to try 2 o'clock, and that is Pacific time. We want to try to catch a time where everybody can get on. I got really, really worried a couple of weeks back when we had one of our listeners actually say she had to turn the air conditioning off in her car in order to be able to hear the show on her ride home. And that just worried me. It made me start thinking, like, you know, I love the live at five. It kind of rhymes, right? Yeah. I absolutely love that. But it did worry me that, you know, people can't actually watch. They can't log in. It's 5 o'clock. You're trying to get home from work. You're trying to start dinner. Maybe you're trying to get kids off to those extracurriculars. So we're just trying to kind of figure out where that sweet spot is for more of our viewers to be able to tune in and watch. So today is the first day that we are doing it at noon, which is great. And we'll kind of see how that goes. Then next week, like I said, we'll do it at two. And again, we are West Coast. We're in California. So you are hearing the Pacific time. So of course it's noon today, Wednesday. Today's the 14th, and we've got lots of good stuff in the show today. Next week will be 2 o'clock, and again, that's Pacific time. So it'd be 3 o'clock. Actually 4 o'clock Central time. And 5 o'clock
Eastern.
Yeah. Which I think is going to be kind of hard. It's the Eastern's going to be in the same spot that California's been in when we do it at two.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of interesting to see how many people pop on and where our viewers come in the most. We are going to be taking calls today again live like we did last week. So if you have any questions whatsoever and you want to be able to hear your voice on radio, you've got to give us a call during this hour so that we can patch you through, let you ask the question, and you can actually watch me and Heather answer those questions live for you. So how do you get a hold of us? How do you call in? How do you ask your questions? It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU or 844-935-3634. That is also the same number that you would text the word to mom. So you'll actually text mom, not the word to mom, but you'll text mom to the word, and you will actually then start to get a once a week text message when we do go live so that you know that we are on. And if you wanted to call in, you can. If you want to watch, you can. Makes it really easy. If you have questions that you want to put in the feed, please do that as well, because we can read those questions and we can answer them for you. So if you're a little bit shy, you don't want to call in, you don't want your voice on radio, then go ahead and put your question right into the feed and we will read that out loud and we'll answer it for you. So we do have some comments coming in, which is fun. I'll let you read them. How about that?
Okay.
Let's see how she does. I like it. Give me a minute.
Okay. So Erica Joy is on, and I love Erica because she comes on every week and she's awesome.
Yes.
Hello. You guys are early. Absolutely. Trying different times out, which I think is wonderful. Get, like you were saying, give everybody a little bit of mix, see when we can get everybody in there. Catherine, and I'm going to butcher this.
I'm going to say Yapjoko.
Yapoko?
Maybe.
She says hi.
Yes, I like it. I like it. I know we're not great with words. We're so sorry. Yeah. Or with names. We're terrible with last names.
For sure.
But we're trying.
Forgive me.
Yes.
Of course, Heidi's on. Heidi Schlegel Points, our amazing assistant, without her, unbelievable. Hi, all. Hi, Heidi. Carrie's on. Carrie Margulies, she says hi. And then Soleil, obviously always good to see Soleil.
Yes.
She's here too. Hi, great to see you all. I've been able to see you live and well.
Yeah, so she hasn't been able to see us live and well. So hopefully this is a better time for everybody watching to be able to, you know, interact and be part of the show and, you know, be able to ask your questions, be able to call in, all that good stuff. So Catherine says, you said it great.
Awesome.
So awesome. Thank you so much. And Drew gets on. He says, hey there. And
hi,
hey, Drew. Thanks so much for watching always. And Drew's just absolutely amazing. He does all of the editing and sound for the show, all the commercials. He just does a fantastic job. So Drew, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do, obviously. And Drew's always got amazing concerts and his band and everything else that's going on that we get to tell you guys about, all of the fundraisers that he does, just a amazing guy. So anyway, Drew, thank you as always for watching. Anyway, once again, you guys are here. It is Mortgage Mom Radio. We are live. It is noon. It's a different hour than usual.
Lunchtime.
Yes, it is lunchtime. Yeah. But I'm kind of hoping that maybe people on their lunch or their break might be able to tune in. And
yeah, you're on your break. Listen to Mortgage Mom. Get some information. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So again, remember, we're taking calls live. If you guys want to give us a call, that's great. It's 844-935-3634. If you guys like the show, you like watching, please do us a favor, hit that thumbs up button. That really does help us. It helps the algorithm quite a bit. We actually had somebody last week that gave us a thumbs down. We totally get it. Maybe we're not your cup of tea, but the more people, we need more people to give us thumbs up so that those thumbs down don't kill us. And if you'd like to, please subscribe to the channel. I hope that you know that we do this show live every single Wednesday right here on YouTube. And we've been doing that for well over a year. And so there is so much content on this YouTube channel that if you are looking to buy a home, refinance a property, want to know what's been going on over the last year, it's almost like a historical place that you can go to see everything that has gone on up and down. You know, that is all there for you to watch. And so it's a pretty good channel. We also have the Home Buyer Workshop series that you can go to that playlist. And we've done that from start to finish for you through the home buying process. So if you are brand new to home buying, never done it before, it's going to give you everything that you need to know from beginning to end. So lots of great stuff on the channel. Make sure you subscribe to Mortgage Mom Radio. Click that notification bell so that you know when we do go live. Or text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That will make sure that you get a link that you can click on. It'll take you right to us each week. So, and you'll never miss us. Yeah. So if we move it around from noon to five to two, you'll know exactly when we go live and you'll never miss us. So text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. All right. So we've got a couple more. Jennifer says, hey gals, Jen, thanks so much for watching. You are awesome. We've got Elizabeth Moran. She says, hi. Thank you, Elizabeth, for checking in. Appreciate that. Erica Joy, she says, you know, you've made it on YouTube when you get a thumbs down. I love it.
We really don't want thumbs down though. Or hey, call us and tell us the information that you do need. And we're more than happy to help you. If we're not answering your questions, we might not know them because you're not asking them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Or maybe there's something we said that you didn't like. Call us and tell us. We're open. We're live. We're on air. And if you call in right now, we can't censor you. We can't stop your question and we have to roll with it. And then you actually, it's not like radio where you can't see us going, right? while the question's coming in, you have to actually see our face and you have to see, watch us answer that call. So pretty cool. You guys give us a call. We're here. We're ready for you. But this is maybe. Exactly. Maybe. Right. But this is our catching up with mom time. So we kind of talk a little bit about what's gone on the last week and then we get right into the good stuff. So I know I asked you, I said, you got anything for catching up with mom? And you're like, I don't really have anything this week.
You know, it's kind of crazy because for 4th of July, it was go, 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 go. And, you know, the whole family with a bunch of friends went to Bass Lake. It was really nice. Wasn't real hot. And then we come back and the week after, it's just like my kids are realizing it's almost time to go back to school and they're not real happy about it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, yes.
I know.
Counting the days.
We're all counting it down. I actually read an article this morning where there was somebody really upset that if the kids are going back to school full time, that they're going to all have to wear masks all day.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to even get into the middle of whether that's okay, not okay. I'm not going to make an opinion. I'm not going to tell you what I think. All I'm going to tell you is that I don't really care what they need to do to get them back to school. send them. In my personal opinion is if they had to wear a mask, if they had to wear a full-on army bodysuit, a donut around their stomach to keep the 5 feet distance or 6 feet, I don't care.
Push them out the door.
Send them back to school.
Yeah, I agree 150%. I'm like, what do I need to do? Just I'll buy it. I'll put them in it. I'll just get them out.
Right.
You know, I love having my kids, and it sounds really bad, but they get bored.
Yes.
And they look for us for entertainment. It's like, what? And I'm like, when I was your age, I used to go ride my bike and I didn't have video games. And
my mom sent us out and closed the door.
Yeah.
And said, don't come back.
Yeah. Yes. We were like, where do we go? What do we do?
Get out.
Yeah. Yes. You know, but it was a different time, a lot safer. And I understand that. And they're all into video games. It's like, well, of course you're bored. You've been in your room for however many hours playing video games.
You mean days or weeks?
Days.
Or months?
You walk in there and this smell permeates from the room and you're like, what is going on in here?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, especially when they're teenagers. Yours aren't quite there yet.
Like, oh yeah, mine's gonna be 14 in a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're getting there. Oh yeah.
And they say boys are, you know, just as bad as girls. 100%.
The smell is maybe just as bad as girls.
I think it's a trade-off.
But I'm going to say that even when boys are dirty and sloppy, girls are different because they have much more going on. And we won't get into that detail.
Yeah.
But girl, I would take my girls all day long. Or I mean, your I boys. Would take my boys all day long. I'm sorry. Sorry. My boys.
No, I'm right there with you. So I absolutely love having, you know, mommy's little boy. And, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't change
all right.
It.
So we've got Annette. She says, happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you, Annette. Thank you so much
Wednesday.
For watching. She did say happy Tuesday. And then she did. And then she said, laugh out loud, it is happy Wednesday.
I love it.
I know, I do too. Trust me, we're moms and it all runs like that. You don't even know what day or time that it is anymore.
No.
So Erica says, I think it's Wednesday. And this is what I love. And then my Aunt Lori gives me a hi. Aunt Lori's
Aunt
always
Lori.
On. But this is what I love about the show when it's interactive and you guys can get on and watch us do it live. You can put those comments in the feed if you want to get your voice on radio for Saturday. You guys can call in right now during the show. Ask us your question. We'll get you on the phone. And everybody on YouTube will be able to watch and hear you. But it's going to be a great show today. We've got lots of good stuff. I want to make I'm going to make an announcement about Movement Mortgage that I think is really important. We've got something that, you know, a really important piece as well. We had a file that really kind of blew away today, like this week, blew apart. So I want to talk a little bit about that because I think it's one of those really important things that we make sure that everybody is thinking when they're getting into an application, getting started down that journey of needing to get that financing done. And then we've got a couple of questions that had come in by email that I want to read, and we're going to answer those questions.
Okay.
Because more questions that we get, the better that it goes. You know, the more information that everybody's getting. If it's a question that someone else is asking, it's a question that 10 other people have been thinking. So the more that you guys can give us those questions, the better that it is, the better that the show is that we can bring to you or deliver. And this is all about education and information. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate you and get you prepared for whatever your financing real estate journey is going to be, whether that's a home purchase or a refinance, cashing out, renovating, whatever it is that you might have happening, selling a home. Heather's a licensed real estate agent, has been for numerous years. So we've got all
100
of the
way you would have it. Well, I invented the real estate license, according to Debbie.
your mom invented it, and she chipped it out on a stone tablet, and then you actually converted that to a typewriter.
Yeah,
and then I put it in the word processor, and now our kids are using the computer. So let's just go the reality.
Okay,
of it, right,
fine.
Right. All right,
the tablet's somewhere in the back still for memory purposes.
Right, absolutely. All right, so Diane is on with us. Diane Sears. She says, hi ladies, glad I got the text to let me know about the live. So hey, I am so happy that you bring that up. Again, everybody listening, you guys want to know that we've gone live the easiest way, because I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of shows that I like to watch on YouTube,
right?
And I always subscribe to the channel and I always turn on the notification bell, which we want you guys to do for us. It does help us with the algorithm with YouTube. YouTube to get our voice out there more. But I never get it. Like, it's already halfway into the show, or sometimes I don't get it at all. If you guys actually opt into the texting, I promise you, we don't spam you. We don't send you unnecessary text messages. We're not sending you any information that throughout the week. It is one text message right as the show is started with a link to click on, so that it is easy for you to get to us and not miss the show. So if you would like to get that text message, you do need to opt in, and you would do that by texting the word mom to 844-935-3634. That's 844 we lend for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. That is the same phone number that you call to get the office. So if you want to call in with a question, same phone number. You want to text to opt in to get those text messages once a week, then you, that's where you would text as well. So we've got, we have a couple more, and then we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to come back with all of the goods.
Perfect.
So we've got my Aunt Lori again saying, staying in an Airbnb and working. I need me one of these. Well, we can talk to you about an Airbnb and buying an investment property. So we'll get to that. And then Erica Joy says, I got my text today. So happy that you got that. Like I said, we've been working with the texting company. First time that we did it, it went out on Eastern time instead of Pacific time. Then the second time that we did it, it took over an hour to deliver. So the show was already over and some people were still getting text messages. The next time that we did it, it didn't work at all because they were in the middle of an integration to make sure that all of our text messages went out within about 3 minutes.
Right.
So we are now working. Everything is working. Phone calls can come in. We got that situated and sorted out. Sound is good. The camera should not shut off. I think our sound is good. I think we're nice and loud. So I think that we finally might have ironed out all of the bugs.
You need to knock on wood because no, I think we've got it. It's trial and error, you know, but we're just trying to bring the best show to you guys. So, you know, it is a trial and error.
It is.
Everything's happened that could.
I love it. Okay. So I can see that Elizabeth actually has a question for us in the feed. Mm-hmm. Again, those listening on Saturdays, you guys have to watch us do it on Wednesday to get either the question in the feed on YouTube or to call in with your question by phone. So make sure that you guys are opting into that text messaging to know when we go live. But I can see that she's got a question for us. We're going to read that right after this break. So we're going to go ahead and do a commercial right now, and we'll be right back.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Hey, have you been wanting to refinance, but you can't? You went into forbearance and they're telling you no? Well, guess what? You only need to make 3 mortgage payments the most recent months on time in order to get that refinance started. We'll walk you through the process, give us a call, let us help you while rates are still low. How do you get in touch with us? Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. Or hey, go to mortgagemomradio.com and book your phone consultation right there on the website.
Pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
All right, and we're back. So I hope you guys like that. We're doing just little, super quick 10-second commercials. That was one of my favorites that I made. Did you see the couch?
Yeah,
I love it. Every single person has had that couch.
Oh, and matching carpet.
Yes. We all grew up with that couch.
Yeah.
And again, if you guys are listening on Saturday morning, remember that we're taking the sound from a live YouTube show that we do, and we're bringing it to you on radio. So the commercial that you just heard was a radio commercial. You didn't get to see the old 70s couch. But if you check out YouTube, you could actually watch us do the show, and then you'd see the cute little commercial. So anyway, we got a couple more of those to sporadically throw throughout the hour. But let's just get into it. Let's get into into the nuts and bolts
of
the show,
right?
Well,
I never even asked you what was going on with Catching Up with Mom. So I don't know. Is there anything really specific? You're kind of like me. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot went on this week. I feel like we got a lot under control. I feel like things got kind of caught up. And I'm super, super stoked and excited about the way that the show is going so far today. So we're just going to stick with that. Catching Up with Mom is 100%.
Perfect. Good.
It's good.
I just didn't want to leave you out.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So one quick announcement I do want to make, and then I'm going to get into Elizabeth's question. And again, if you guys are watching and you have questions, please go ahead and put those in the feed. We're going to read them out loud and answer them. If you want to call in and get your voice on radio, you got to call in during the show. You can ask us that question right over the phone. So however you would prefer to do it. But really quick, I want to make a big announcement. I think it's really important. We never really said anything when the change happened, but it's starting to come up quite a bit right now. So number one, Mortgage Mom Radio is the education and information show that we bring to you once a week. I'm doing this as me. It's free. It's advice. We're trying to make sure that everybody's getting the information that they need to make their transaction a little bit smoother, whether you're trying to buy your first home or whether you're refinancing. If you don't know what you're doing, you've never done it before, it can be very overwhelming and exhausting. So we're trying to bring you little tips and tidbits once a week. That is what this show is. Now, in turn, we also do loans for a living. We are all licensed loan officers. I am the branch manager of a branch, and we have to hold our licenses and hang them with a mortgage company. So we were, for a very long period of time, working with Movement Mortgage. Many of our past clients who have closed loans with us have loans with Movement. They are being serviced by Movement. Mm-hmm. We left Movement Mortgage and we went to a new company called JMJ Financial. JMJ, we were with actually at one point in time for a small period of time, and loved them to death. Movement was just, you know, tiny bit bigger and had a couple of things we thought were going to benefit our clients. And it turned out that we wanted to just be at JMJ. And I'm just going to leave it at that. There's nothing negative to be said in any direction. However, we are no longer with Movement Mortgage, and my clients have been getting solicited. They have been getting called, and they have been applying for loans on the Movement Mortgage website and thinking that it is me, that it is Mortgage Mom. We are not. Mortgage Mom Radio is no longer affiliated with Movement Mortgage in any way, other than if our client closed their loan there when we were there, their mortgage is being serviced there. So I just want to make sure that everybody is aware we are not Movement Mortgage. If Movement Mortgage is calling you, it is not us. It is not on behalf of us, and we are not helping you. So I don't want the bad reviews if something happens or doesn't go right. The call that I got today was not a lovely phone call by any means, and I had to explain the situation, and we're going to go ahead and help him and get things started for him. But please just keep that in mind. So I just wanted to make sure that was very, very clear that we are not Movement Mortgage. Mm-hmm. We are not working for them. We are no longer doing loans there. And I'm not saying anything negative whatsoever about Movement Mortgage, but if you want Mortgage Mom Radio, that is not us. So please tell them, thank you so much, but we're going to call Debbie and then give us a call and let us help you. So anyway, and it's sad because this client was mine we've done three different loans for him over numerous years. And he just assumed that it was somebody calling on my behalf, and it wasn't. So just want to make sure that we get that out there. So number two, let's go ahead and jump right into Elizabeth's question.
Yeah.
Okay. So she says, want to refi my house, but on long-term disability, not making as much money, lots of equity in the house, husband self-employed, but on taxes does not show. Are there any suggestions on trying to refi? So that is actually a fantastic question, Elizabeth, and there are options. So number one, long-term disability we can use as income to qualify. Like you said, it is not a lot. So obviously disability many times is not going to be as much as what your full-time income was. However, because it is non-taxable, we can actually gross that income up. So there might be, you know, a good amount of income there. There might not be. I would have to see what it is that you have going on. However, if it's not enough to qualify and hubby is self-employed and he's writing everything off of his tax returns, totally get it. Everybody that's self-employed for the most part does it. But that is why we have programs called bank statement loans. And the bank statement loans are for self-employed borrowers only. And what we are going to do is actually take those business bank statements and your personal bank statements, and we're going to go back over 12 to 24 months, and we are going to actually calculate the deposits that are coming in. We're going to look at what seems to be, on average, a percentage of what you're writing off, what your business is actually, it's not the business, it's not your personal business, but on average, your industry, the business's industry would typically have in write-offs on an annual percentage. We're going to get that from your CPA, and then that's what we're going to take from those deposits that we're calculating in those bank statements. It's actually an amazing program. It always works out to give you more income than what your tax returns would show, and it does help us to get you qualified for that purchase or that refinance, whether that's cash out or not. One thing to keep in mind, though, is it is an alternative document loan. It is not, you know, mainstream financing. It is not full doc. It is not income. We're not looking at tax returns, W-2s, and pay stubs. So it is going to be a little bit more expensive for you to get that done. The interest rate will be just a little bit higher than what a normal loan would be if you were fully qualifying for that loan. So keep that in mind. It will be a little bit higher interest rate, but it is an option for anybody that is self-employed that might be in your scenario. So definitely talk to us about that loan program and let us go through those bank statements to see what we might be able to do to get that income working for you.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Hey, do you have a home equity line of credit against your property right now, or maybe a second loan that you'd like to consolidate and put them all together? Well, property values are up and mortgage rates are down, so why not take a look and see if that makes sense? How do you do that? Well, get a phone consultation with us. How do you get a phone consultation? Well, go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and you can book your appointment right there.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
I think that's the biggest misconception right now is people who are self-employed, there's no loans for them out there because they write everything off. And it's like, that's not true. There are some programs that are back and, you know, give us a call. We're more than happy to look at it for you and say, yeah, we can do something with it. I don't remember one that we haven't been able to do something for.
No, it's just that you do need to be self-employed for at least that 2-year mark, right? That is still a guideline that we need to hit. You need to be self-employed at least for the 2-year mark. And then obviously we need to see the deposit. So if you're a cash business, that's okay. Trust me, we do that a lot. Mm-hmm. We've got a client that we just recently closed who runs a pizza restaurant, and a lot of their income is cash because and it's down by the beach, people walking up, paying for just a slice of pizza, handing over cash, right? So, you know, it's okay if you're a cash business, but you need to be depositing the cash. If you've got cash sitting under the mattress and you're just never depositing anything, then you're going to be that one guy that we can't help or that one person that we can't help get into that loan. So anyway,
I think that kind of brings up a good point about depositing cash though too, is I don't think people understand if you do have it under your mattress, please don't go and deposit it right away.
Please don't do that. Please don't talk to us about it. But you're talking more down payment wise. You're not talking on the monthly.
No, not really. I mean, if you have the business, but if you're used to making X amount of dollars, but then all of a sudden you have a really large deposit that we need to explain. That's my thing.
Absolutely. So again, give us a call, Elizabeth. Let us help you get on the calendar. If you've already started talking to somebody else, you know, get on their calendar, talk with them. Everybody on my team is amazing. We've got Heather here today. You guys have all seen Heidi 100 times. We've had Larry on. We're going to get Larry on again. We've had Cindy on. We've had Carrie on. Carrie was awesome a couple weeks back. So, you know, everybody on the team that is here has been doing this for a good amount of time. They're all very, very knowledgeable. And when they get stuck, they all come to me. So, you know, you've got the very best in the business that's going to be helping you if you give us a call to do your financing. So please reach out. That's what we want. That's what we want to do to help you. So we've got Erica says, yes, you sound perfect. Thank you, Erica. I'm sure the sound is good. Drew says, show is going great. Thanks, Drew. My dad pops in, says, different time today. You're just a little late, Dad. We already talked about it. Yes, we decided to just try this a little different time today, hoping that we can get some more people on to be able to watch, not being at 5 p.m. and everybody's trying to get home from work, start dinner, or get kids off to the, you know, extracurriculars, you know, after school or after work. So yes, a little bit different time today. Next week, we're going to try 2 o'clock. That's Pacific time. So it'd be 4 o'clock Central and 5 o'clock Eastern. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to decide which time seems to help the channel the most. So stay tuned. But if you want to know when we go live, Dad, text the word mom to 844-935-3634. What does that spell, Heather?
We lend for you.
That's right. Yes. 844, we lend for you. L-E-N-D and the number 4. Text the word mom to that number and you will get a text once a week right when we go live with a link to get there. So if you'd like to know when we go live, you want to be part of the interaction, you want to put a note in the feed, you want to let us know that you're here, that's the best way to do it. You guys want to give us a call, you want to get on air, you want to hear your voice on the show, on radio on Saturdays and Sundays, then you need to call in during the show and you've got to do that when we're live on Wednesday. So make sure you guys are opting in. Text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That's 844, we lend for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Same exact phone number to get on the show and to give us a call. So we are going to take another quick break and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the transaction that blew up in our face this week, because I think that's really important to do. Yeah. And then we'll get into some more questions after that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Do you have mortgage insurance that you're paying right now? Well, let's get rid of it. Prices are up, rates are down. It's a good time to do that refinance. Well, give us a call. Find out if it makes sense for you. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4.
She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
All right, so we are back. I told you guys, super duper fast commercials. It's really, really good. It's making a little place marker. Drew needed one to be able to put the actual commercials in for radio for the weekend. So just making sure that that's working. Heidi says, ha ha, I know the phone number. I love it. I love it. And my dad says, I get auto texts every week, but it came through today as I was on the phone with a parts supplier. Gotcha, Dad. That's okay. Totally good. Yep. We give you, we didn't tell anybody we were changing the time this week. So we'll give you a little room there to
slide.
You get a little pass. All right. So again, if you guys are watching and you're listening and you guys want to be on the show, you got to watch us do it live on Wednesdays. Best way to do that is to know that we went live. How do you know that we went live? You get your text message once a week. You text the word mom to 844-935-3634. You want to hear your voice on radio, you got to call in during the show, during that 1 hour that we do. Same exact phone number, 844, we lend for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. That is how you call in and you get to ask your question, watch us answer it with a straight look on our face. And then you get to hear yourself on your favorite radio station that you listen to us on the weekends. So anyway, okay, so let's get into what blew up this week.
You know, and I think this is a great point because I don't think people think about it that often or realize it could be a problem.
Yes. So we actually had a client we've been working with for quite some time. I mean, we're talking, I started with them a year ago and very, very important for me to say a year ago because it was one of those things that at the time looked at the application, couple late payments that were showing, couldn't quite get the cash out that they needed at the time. We needed to have no late payments in the last 12 months to be able to do the financing to get the decision to approve. Mm-hmm. So we talked about how many months were left, how many were remaining, put them on my calendar to reach out as a reminder. So we do that. If we say mm-hmm. make 6 more payments, you are on a calendar and we are reaching out to you in 6 months and saying, did you make them? You made them all on time. Okay, great. It's time to get started. So this did start quite some time ago. We made it through that piece of the process, started again, started the application over. Now this time we've gone deeper into the loan and we find that there's some title issues. We get those all cleared up. There was a second that was recorded from a previous mortgage company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it turns out that they actually do owe it. They didn't know what it was, but we go through the whole thing. Heidi was absolutely amazing in this one, making phone calls with the client mm-hmm. to the old lender, finding out what that lien was for and making sure that it was something that they did owe before they just paid something, right? Yeah. So we get all the way through that process. Everything's ready to go. Now we're another couple of months in and we order the appraisal. Appraisal comes back and the house is in shambles.
Yeah.
They literally mm-hmm. and not figured, I mean, just literally.
Yeah. Not hoarder shambles.
Not hoarder, no. They are in the middle of a complete remodel.
Renovation, yeah.
Everything. There is no kitchen. Mm-hmm. There are no floors. Mm-hmm. There is nothing in the bathrooms. They are literally in the middle of a remodel and everything has been torn out and it is empty. I mean, the house looks like a shell mm-hmm. with walls. We understand. Everybody does that. But we cannot finance to you when your house is in that shape. It's not a loan that we can do. Now, there are renovation loans that can be done. It's something that we want to discuss up front. We want to talk about before you get started down that process. Renovation loans can be a little bit more expensive when you're doing them. So obviously, if you've got the equity in your home and there's a project that you want to get done, it is actually a lot better to do the refinance, pull out the cash, have the cash in the bank, yeah. and then do the repair work on your own. It's going to be a less expensive loan, interest rate, points, fees, charges. And, you know, in that situation, if you want to paint your own walls, you can. Mm-hmm. When you do a renovation loan, you have to actually hire the contractors. It has to be a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor. They have to be approved through the lender, you know, to do the work on the home. And as you all know, there's some things that you can do on your own that's going to save you some money. And then there's things that you need to hire somebody for. Sure. So if you're hiring somebody to do things that you could do, then the project itself is going to end up costing you a little bit more to do the project. So, you know, renovation loans are there. If you guys have questions about renovation loans, happy to answer them. Throw your question into the feed, call into the show and ask the questions. Happy to go down that path. But in this situation, it wasn't something that we discussed. It wasn't something that we started. And the client did not tell us at any point, neglected to say, my house is an empty box.
Yeah, I'm remodeling. Yeah,
we haven't finished the kitchen. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the money out so that we can finish the kitchen. We ran out of money. If that was a situation, I would have probably put them down a different path from the beginning, mm-hmm. not from last year.
Right.
Last year's path was, let's get you to the point we can do the financing. Mm-hmm. This year's path is, let's get you the cash out that you're looking for. And so we would have put you on a different path, or we would have put them on a different path had we actually had the information. This is when I've said it multiple times over all of the years that I've been doing this show. The more information that you can give us when you call us, the better. Don't hold anything back. Give it all to us. Tell us what it was. Has your loan been declined somewhere else? Tell us why it was declined somewhere else.
If they know.
And we'll talk about that right here in a second. But, you know, the more information you can give us, I'm trying to get money out because I started a project I can't finish. Mm-hmm. Or I'm trying to get money out because I want to do a project. I've got a bid, but we haven't started yet. Fantastic. Good for you. You are the perfect candidate. But, you know, just make sure that you guys are giving us the information because it's the best way that we have available to help you. We don't make the answers. We don't write the rules. We help fit you into the rules to get you financed. And so the more information that you can give us, the better. It's like holding back on an attorney.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. The thing is the more information you give us, the more that we can help you. Nobody wants to sit here and say, get through three quarters or a half and then go, oh my gosh, my house is in shambles, or oh, I have a collection account, or oh, I owe a second. That if you tell us up front, we can put that package together around what the issue is or whatever you need. But when we don't know, then we're a certain amount of ways through, then it makes it a little bit harder. It doesn't mean we can't do it, but it makes it harder. If you give us, we ask, like when people call and I ask a ton of questions, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm sorry I'm asking so many questions, but it's helping me help you.
Right.
And I think that's important, is that some people don't ask questions. They just go, oh, here you go. But I need to know, are you doing a renovation? Are you in the middle of it? You know, I did have a client recently who was finishing the remodel, and, you know, thankfully it didn't bother it. But my first thought was, I asked her, how far into this renovation are you? Is your kitchen tore out? Because we can't do a loan with your kitchen's tore out, or we have to change the loan.
Right.
And so I knew up front going into it what the situation was, and we worked that loan around what she had.
Right.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage mom here. Hey, have you been thinking about doing some home improvements or renovations to your home? Well, property values are up and interest rates are down. Why not explore whether that's something that you can do? How do you do that? Well, get on the books. Get a phone consultation with us. What do? Go to MortgageMomRadio.com and book your appointment right there. That's MortgageMomRadio.com.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you know that you're in the middle of a remodel, but the remodel is going to be done within the next week or two,
Yeah. We
absolutely do not have to hold back on starting a loan.
Right.
You know, a loan does take about 30 days start to finish on mm-hmm. average. A purchase, they usually run faster than a refinance would. But on average, it's about 30 days. So if you know you're going to finish your project within the next couple of weeks, even 3 weeks, or at least by the time that we're ready to close the loan, go ahead and start the application. It's no big deal. Just keep in mind that if we send an appraiser out to do an appraisal, and that's if we need one, mm-hmm. and we don't know if we need one until we take your application, we run a decision and we find out if that algorithm said appraisal yes or appraisal mm-hmm. no. But if we need to do an appraisal, we're going to send the appraiser out. The appraiser's going to see that you are in the middle of the renovations. And then before we close the loan, we're going to send that appraiser out one more time just to confirm that all of the work has been completed. And that is it. It is mm-hmm. really that simple. So there's no reason to hold off on getting started if you're in that scenario. But right. if you are in the middle of a major remodel yeah. and you are not going to be done for a good couple of months, or you have run out of money and you are desperate to get money in your hand to finish the remodel, then you want to let us know that up front. That's very important, because we're going to put you down a different path depending on what it is that you're doing. Maybe it's an investment property and you've run out of money and you need to finish the remodel. Awesome. If you've got equity in that home, maybe we'll do a quick run, you know, a quick hard money loan mm-hmm. and get you the cash in your hand so you can finish the project within the next month or two. Then we'll turn around and refinance it and get you into some better financing. So there are always options. Mm-hmm. Just be open and honest with us so that we know what it is that we're trying to achieve for you, and we can make sure that we can get you across the finish line. I do not like having to tell somebody after, you know, we've worked with them for 2 months, fixed their title, fixed their credit report, got their payment history done, that now we can't close their loan. I don't want to make that phone call. And it's not something that I could have stopped. I couldn't have changed that scenario yeah. and the way that it played out. I can't ask every single client on the phone, hey, by the way, are you in the middle of a remodel? I'm not going to remember to ask that question. I'm going to ask really important things based on you. If you bring up that you've got income issues, maybe we need that bank statement loan. We're going to be really honed in and focused on, what are we doing to fix you? What are we doing to help you? What are we doing to make sure that your loan is getting done? Mm-hmm. I'm not honing in on, okay, great, you're a bank statement loan, or okay, great, we're going to fix the credit. Mm-hmm. Hey, is your house under remodel right now? You know,
But based on their answers to our questions, it's like an attorney. Yeah. So, you know, when you're an attorney, you ask questions to derive the information or get to the information that you need. And that's kind of what we do. We ask a question, and based on your answer, then we're like, okay, we're going to go down this path, or we're going to go down this path. If you're talking, you know, I'm self-employed, that's going to trigger, okay, are we qualifying? Do we need bank statements? It brings up, you know, a whole arsenal of, okay, here's where we're at versus I'm looking to do a remodel. Okay, have you started the remodel yet? When are you wanting the money out first? You know, and then that takes us in a completely different direction. So we need to make sure that we're getting the information from you. And sometimes we don't ask the right questions because we don't know. So we need you to say to us, oh, hey, by the way, I'm in the middle of a remodel. Right. I'm almost done. Or I am self-employed. Elizabeth was saying, and you know, here's our situation. We're not afraid of any situation. Just tell us what it is and we'll get you, you know, where you need to go if we can, you know, and it may be not right now, but maybe in 6 months or a year.
Right.
You know, I have credit issues. We deal with that a lot.
We do.
For, you know, nope, we are not afraid of credit issues. Just, you know.
We are not. And none of us are looking down on anybody with them. No. We've all had them. I lived through the recession of 07, 08 and 09. And so did you, real estate agent, loan officer.
Yes.
And we were tied to the economy and we have been there. We've been in your shoes and we're here to help you get through that piece. So don't hold anything back. Call us and talk to us and let us help you. It's the best way that we could absolutely beg you to give us. Tell us what's happening. Mm-hmm. Let us help you. So how do you do that? You give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Get on the calendar, talk with one of my loan officers, talk with me, whoever it is that is free for that calendar that day is who you're going to get. But everybody on my team is great. They're all experienced and they're awesome. How do you know that we're going live? You text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That way you are part of the discussion. You are interactive. You can call and ask us a question right over the phone. You're going to hear your voice. You're going to get on radio. If you guys are putting your questions in the feed, we're going to say your name. Let us know you're there. Say hi. I've got my Aunt Pam jumped in early today. Hi. Early today. Go back and watch the whole show. She says, share it on Facebook. I love that. Thank you so much, Aunt Pam. And she says, Aunt Pam loves you. We love you too. Everybody out there that's watching right now, I just have to ask you guys, please, we're bringing you this information. We're doing it every week. We're working our butts off. We're hoping that we're educating you. We're hoping that we're bringing you valuable information. The best thing you guys can possibly do for us is help us. Give us a thumbs up to the video right now. If you don't mind, that would be great. And, you know, make sure you guys are watching. If you like to share things, share it for us. The more people that we can touch, the more that it helps me and my team. And we just really appreciate that. Right here on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Click that notification bell. Like I said, sometimes it'll tell you we're live and sometimes it's delayed and sometimes you don't find out at all. So if you truly want to know when we go live, text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That's going to opt you in. You're going to get a text message from us once a week with a link so that you can watch us live. It's going to give you a link to our phone app. Our phone app is absolutely amazing. If you don't have it, you'll get that link when you text mom. And you guys can put that right on your home screen and it's going to give you everything from listening to the podcast, watching the YouTube, calling the office, emailing anybody at all on the team. There's somebody, every single one of us have an email address there to email direct. You can run payment calculators, apply for your loan. There's so many things that you can do with that phone app. So when you text the word mom to 844-935-3634, you'll get that link to the phone app as well. Also, if you guys want to get on the calendar, all you have to do is go to the website. So with the phone app or mortgagemomradio.com, there is an appointment button and you can actually select the day and time that works best for you. If there is a day and time that works best for you that is not on that calendar, all you have to do is send me an email. So send an email to questions@mortgagemomradio.com. Send an email to Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. Let me know that you need an appointment, what day and what time. And trust me, somebody on my team would be absolutely happy to help you at that time. So we'll get you on the calendar and get you booked. I can't leave that calendar open like 24 hours a day. So there's obviously 9 to 6, I think, that the appointments are open for. But if there's a time that you need later in the day or earlier in the morning, you're, you know, a fireman, you work weird hours, you're a police officer, you're a nurse, we're here to help you and to get that done.
One other thing too is on the weekends, we answer your questions and we're available on the weekends. One of us every weekend is available. So even if they're listening to this on Saturday morning, go on. And if you want, if that's your day off or Sunday's your day off, we will call you back. We will email you whatever it is that you need.
Yeah.
So I don't think people realize that. I think they think, oh, lenders are closed. They're only Monday through Friday. Actually, we're available on the weekend for you as well.
We sure are. All right. So Mikey, let's go ahead and hit one of those commercials again, and then we'll be right back.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you've probably got some equity in your home. Do you have debt that you need to get rid of? Well, give us a call. Let us take you through that blended rate calculator that I always talk about. Let's determine if it makes sense for you or if you should keep what you have. How do you do that? Well, book your phone consultation. Go to our website at mortgagemomradio.com and you can book your call right there. Once again, that's mortgagemomradio.com.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
All right. Well, welcome back. Thank you so much. He's my favorite. That cow is my favorite. I think I made him like 3 years ago and I just can't get rid of him. The tongue.
If you haven't seen it, you have to go to YouTube because I love it.
I know. It's so great. All right. So we've got, we have Jeffrey Walker on. He says, hi, Debbie. Hi, Uncle Jeff. I love you. Love you too. Annette says, with house prices going up, is there a good time to buy? So I'll hit that one here in a second. And my Aunt Pam says, hi there. Mwah. Kisses to you, Aunt Pam. So again, everybody listening on radio on Saturday, best way to interact with us is to watch us do it Wednesday. Make sure you guys opt into the text messaging so that you know when we do go live. I promise we will not spam you. We are not going to be sending out any messages other than we are live right now and with a link. So make sure you guys opt in. If you want to call, you want to hear your voice on radio, you want to ask a question, then you got to call during the show on Wednesday, during the hour that we do the show. Make sure you guys do call us and we'll get, then you can listen to your favorite radio station and hear your voice on that. You know, if we do it on Wednesday, the show's on Saturday. So it's pretty simple. All right. So really quick, we've got about 4 minutes left of the show before we have to wrap up. So we're going to answer this question of Annette's. She says, with house prices going up, is there a good time to buy?
Great question.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been wanting to refinance because interest rates are low, but you've been told no because you're in forbearance? Well, give us a call. Let us help guide you through the process to get that refinance started. You only need to make 3 monthly payments, the most recent and on time, but we'll get you there. How do you get a hold of us? Well, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can book your phone consultation right on the website.
When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
It's a great question. Mm-hmm. So here is the thing. There's always a good time to buy, which is always, right? There's just a bad time to sell.
Yeah. If you don't own anything and you're especially with rental prices right now, I mean, some of these are crazy in California. You're better off to own a home if you can get in because you might as well take that and build your equity on a home, you know, get whatever deductions you're going to be able to get versus just renting it and building somebody else's equity.
Absolutely. So here is the thing. This is the biggest thing to know. Real estate is for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So if you buy something today, can prices drop? Absolutely. Right. Will prices drop? Probably.
Probably.
If you ask me what my opinion is as Mortgage Mom, what does Mortgage Mom silver ball or crystal ball say?
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage Mom says we're going to probably see a 15 to 20% price reduction, correction in the market sometime within maybe the next 2 to 3 years.
I would agree.
That's my guess. Yeah. Okay. That is my absolute guess. Yeah. However, when prices do come down, I do believe that we're going to see inflation, interest rates go up.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the exact same house at a lower price is going to be the same monthly payment, if not more, than the more expensive home was. And if you are in it, real estate is for the long haul. You do not buy a home to hurry up and quick flip unless you're an investor.
Unless that's your business.
Okay, if that's your business, different story. If you are just a normal guy, normal gal, never bought a home before, first time buyer, you're buying a home to live in it. If you make sure that the home that you are buying is affordable, the payment is comfortable, you can make it, you can put some money to the side for repairs when needed. You can put some money to the side for disasters when they come for the new car that you need to buy. If you are making sure that you are budgeting correctly, there is never a bad time to buy. Real estate is for the long haul. If the property values do drop or do price correct, they will go back up and they will surpass where they left off the time before, as history shows it. Right. Can I 100% guarantee that that is going to happen? No.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Have you been thinking about buying your first home and you just don't know where to get started? Well, book a phone consultation with either one of my loan officers or even me. How do you do that? Well, go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Right there, you'll see a book phone consultation. And get on the books. Talk with us. Let's get you started from beginning to end. We'll walk you through that process. That's mortgagemomradio.com.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Has there ever been a time in all of history, Miss Real Estate Agent?
Okay.
Has there ever been a time in all of the years of history that real estate, after it has dropped, has not gone back up to where it stopped the time before?
No. And you know what? It's interesting because even all the way back to the 80s, look at how cheap homes were. They were in the 100,000s, you know, or less. And then we came up in the 90s. And then in the 90s, we had a little bit of a crash. And then, you know, we came back up in the 2000s, got higher. And everybody at that point said, oh, this is the highest houses can go. And we had a crash. Yep. And those prices today are now higher than they were before.
They are. And even the highest of prices in 07, we've already hit those now.
Past them.
And we're already way past those. Yeah. It's just the way that history works. Real estate is for the long haul. Remember that. Annette, I hope I answered your question and that makes sense to you. Again, everybody out there listening, you guys want to get on the books. You want to get on the calendar. You want to work with Mortgage Mom Radio to you know, buy your home, refinance your property. You want our help. You want our tips. You want our advice. All you've got to do is go to mortgagemomradio.com, book that phone consultation. All you have to do is click on the appointment button. You can do it right through the phone app, which you can also get by texting the word mom to 844-935-3634. Same exact phone number is going to get you opted in so that you know when we do go live. We really hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Next week, again, we're going to be on at 2 p.m. Pacific next week. And then after that, we're going to kind of try to find our sweet spot. Where's our favorite place to be at permanently? But again, next week, 2 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. You want to know when we're live, text the word mom to 844-935-3634. There's my timer. That means we are done. We hope that you guys had a fantastic week. We hope you guys have a good weekend if you're listening by radio. And we'll be back next week. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Have a great week.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you've probably got some equity in your home. Do you have debt that you need to get rid of? Did you know that we have a student loan refinance for your mortgage? We have a debt consolidation mortgage. We have a blended rate calculator to determine, does it make sense to do either of those? How do you find out? Will you give us a call and get that consultation? It's 844-935-3634.
She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.